Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. We shall always be giving a praise unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the heart of Dixie. I want to welcome our callers, whether by web or by phone, for tuning in to the show today. We do pray that you will continue to stop by every Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Glory to God. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. The word of God is so powerful. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We need to read our word every day to hear what God is saying to us in his word. Amen. Just have a couple of announcements today. You can connect with me and leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. If you're not my friend on Facebook, you can send me a friend request, and if you would like to connect with me. Also there, you can also leave any type of prayer request there as well. Amen. I want to remind you of Tuesday night's show, One Word from the Lord at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Rao. Also, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Rao. She is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Also, I want to go ahead and remind you about Friday night prayer conference call. It will be this Friday night, and it's always every first Friday of every month at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Friday night prayer conference call will be February the 7th. So you don't want to miss out on that. God is going to do some great things. There's going to be some healing, some deliverance, and somebody's going to get set free, and somebody's going to get saved. Glory to God. You can call me in for Friday night prayer, 1-605-475-4000, and the access code is 494670#. And that number again to call in is 1-605-475-4000, access code 494670#. Amen. That would include all our announcements for the day, so mark them on your calendar. Amen. Be a part of that Friday night prayer, because God is doing a great work through this team and this ministry. Amen. Glory to God. I want to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this day, O God. O God, we thank you for everything that you have given unto us, O God. We thank you for life. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord. We thank you for food on our tables. We thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way. Father God, we just come to worship you. We just come to praise you. We come to exalt your name, O high, O God, for there is no other God like you, God. We come to praise you, Lord. We come to exalt your name, for there is no other God greater. No God is greater than our God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in. We pray for those behind prison bars, and we pray for those who have lost loved ones, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will comfort them, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, that someone will be healed, delivered, and set free. Oh, Father God, by your word, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will hear the voice of truth through his messenger, oh, God. Oh, God, that they will not look at me, oh, God, but hear the voice of truth, the spirit of truth, and hear your voice through your messenger, oh, God. I'm just a mailbox, being used by the Lord to bring forth his holy word. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now for healing, oh, God, in the land of your people right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Heal the minds, Lord. Heal their minds right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I praise you for what you're getting ready to do, Father, for your people all over this world, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you right now, God, for all that you already done through your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we praise you right now, Lord. Oh, God, well, you are an able God. We praise you for supernatural things. We praise you for the new things. Oh, God, we praise you for this new season in the life of the believers all over this world, God. Oh, God, we praise you right now, Lord, for you're so worthy to be praised. Oh, glory, hallelujah to your name, oh, Father. We praise your holy name, oh, God. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We praise your name, oh, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, for you're so worthy to be praised, oh, Father. We pray that somebody will come to know you, Father, to know your goodness and your mercy. Come to know who you truly are, oh, God. Many, oh, God, are in the house of God, but they don't really know who Jesus is. The word of God says that they got to know who Jesus is. Oh, God, we pray that they will receive a revelation of you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we pray for supernatural things, oh, God. We pray, Father God, and thank you even now for the miracles in the life of the believers, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood that Jesus shed over 2,000 years ago that we might be healed, saved, and set free, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, oh, God. We thank you for all things, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, oh, Father, for you are so worthy to be praised. There's no other. There's no other God like you, Father. And, Father, we said thank you. We thank you. You are an awesome God. Awesome, awesome God. And we praise your holy name. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you. That is already done, oh, God. We're going to yet praise you, God. Even when we cannot see it, we still going to praise the name of Jesus. For he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Glory to God, glory to God. I do pray that everybody had a great day today. Hallelujah to Jesus. Just want to make this announcement that Voice of Truth is now a 30-minute show, amen. Moving on to the new things, amen, to bring glory unto God, to bring glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I can worship him all day. I can praise him all day, for he is worthy. Amen, amen. The scripture reading will come from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and our message will be coming from this chapter. And the word of God read, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I have preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain." Right here in the first two scriptures, Paul is talking to the people at Corinth, and he's telling them what the gospel is, and he's presenting the gospel to them. So the title of our message today is, "This is the Gospel." The title of the message is, "This is the Gospel." Paul is saying to them, "I have declared unto you the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I have received the gospel of Jesus Christ." Then he goes on to tell him in verse 3, he says, for I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, the gospel, how that Christ died for our sin according to the scriptures. Let's stop right there for a minute. He said, now, the gospel is that Christ died for our sin. In other words, the gospel in itself simply means unto us. It's the good news of Jesus Christ, that he came, hallelujah to Jesus. He was crucified. He was buried. And he rose again. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the good news of the grace of God. This gospel was preached in the Old Testament by the old prophets of old. And even at the beginning of Moses, they talked about this gospel. Isaiah tells us in the scriptures, he says, unto us is born a son, and unto us is born a Savior that will come to save his people. He will be given unto us. This would be the gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why Paul says, how that Christ died for us and for our sins. In other words, when Jesus was crucified and he carried his cross to Calvary, Isaiah tells us that the Lord God bore our grief. He carried all of our sorrows. He was afflicted and beaten. And he was spit upon. He was mocked. He was wounded. In other words, his body was pierced for our transgressions. It's not that Christ had any sin. He didn't have any sin. We were the one that had the sin. And because of this gospel, glory to God, because God's Son took all of this upon his body, that we might have life in him at the crucifixion, the blood that was shed, glory to God, the blood that was shed for our sin, that brought forgiveness, that brought healing, that brought deliverance, that brought everything that we needed, it brought life, that all of those who were in Christ might live in him. Oh, it was at the crucifixion. Hallelujah to Jesus. It was in this gospel. There ain't no other gospel. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, because the Bible says in the beginning was the word of God. God's Son who came of the seed of David, came flesh and walked among them. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He was born through a virgin Mary, the seed of David. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He was born. He lived, he died, and he rose again. Now, if anybody asks you what the gospel is, tell them that the gospel is the good news, that Jesus came. But it was his death, him being buried, and he rose again. That's the gospel. That's the good news. To know that we can have life in Christ Jesus, that we can live, that there is life after death. And if we know who Jesus is because of this gospel, see, this gospel of Jesus Christ, because Christ did it all. Hallelujah to Jesus. It was him that took on our sin. It wasn't no other God. This is the sound doctrine. This is the sound word of God. Christ dying for our sin. And he rose again for our sin. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, this is the gospel. Hallelujah. When we look at the suffering that Christ went through, when we look at all the things that he went through for us, they nailed him to the cross. They nailed his hands and his feet to the cross. He had a crown of thorns on his head. And the blood was hallelujah, to Jesus. This is the gospel. This gospel brought life, hallelujah, to Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. It was this gospel. It was in this gospel. No other gospel. It was in this gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. That we seen and heard and know the love of God. It was in this gospel. See, in this gospel, it tells me in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him shall have eternal life and shall not perish because of God's love. Oh, glory. The love of God was shown in this gospel of Jesus Christ because he loved us so much. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Because he loved us just that much, he sent Jesus. He gave up his only son for you and for me, that we might have life in him. You don't have to die in your sin. But because of this gospel of Jesus brought life into a dying world. He came for the whole world. He came that all might be saved if they truly would believe in God, if they would repent of their sin and turn from their wicked ways and turn unto the Lord thou God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. This is the gospel. This is the gospel. Salvation came through this gospel. So glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this word. And as we look at the scriptures, it says that at verse 4, it says, and that he was buried. Now, we know that Jesus was buried. We know that they took him down off of the cross, and they put the different oils on him, and they wrapped him in the burial cloth, and then they put him inside a tomb. Oh, good God Almighty. But the Bible says, glory, hallelujah. He says right here, he rose again the third day according to the scripture. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Because Jesus rose and he got up. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Over 2,000 years ago, that means that we got life. All those that would accept Jesus as their Savior, oh, hallelujah to Jesus. This gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let us know that our Savior rose. And let us know the love of God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. God, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And not only did Paul tell us, he said he left evidence for us. He left proof that we might know that Jesus rose and he yet lives today. He lives, he lives, he lives. Jesus yet lives. Oh, God, we thank you that Jesus rose. Oh, yes, he rose. God, hallelujah, so glad he got up. I don't know about you, but I'm glad he got up over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah, he got up. Hallelujah. And they said the people, the disciples were with him, and others had seen Jesus, for he ascended back to heaven. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It was this gospel of Jesus, that all men might be free, that all men might be healed, been set free and delivered. It was in this gospel, because God showed us by sending his son. He gave us the best news that we could ever have in our life. I know many of us, we watch the news every day and to see what's going on in the world. But a lot of it is just trials and tribulations of the world because of them turn away from God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. But if you get this good news, the Bible tells us that when Jesus was laying in a manger, said the first announcement of the good news came from the angels. And the angels told her a Savior would be born. A Savior is born in Bethlehem that would save his people. This was the gospel being announced even by the angels. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It was this gospel. Oh, hallelujah. It was in this gospel of Jesus, Jesus Christ, the Son, the Messiah. the one and only Christ. There's no other way but through this gospel. There's no other way into eternal life but in this gospel. You've got to know who Jesus is for yourself. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God done made it so simple that a child can understand what the gospel is and what it means to the lost. God sent Jesus that the lost might be saved. Oh, hallelujah. He don't want anybody to be lost. He don't want anybody to be lost. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And Paul says, if we're preaching, we need to be preaching this gospel. Because, see, the gospel is about Christ. And what he did, it was his work at the cross. It wasn't no other God's work. It was the work of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. It was his work at the cross that brought life. And there's no other God. It's no other but Jesus Christ and him alone. Hallelujah to Jesus. And see, the Bible tells, and when Paul began to talk to him, he said, you know, if we're not preaching it, if we're not believing in what we're preaching in his word, then what we're preaching is in vain. If we don't believe this gospel, what we're preaching is in vain. We got to believe the gospel that we preach. He said, our faith is in vain. If Christ had not rose, then what we preach is in vain. But we know that he rose again. It's in the gospel. This is the gospel. You've got to believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. And you've got to believe that he went to the cross and he was crucified for your sins and my sins. You've got to believe. You've got to believe, hallelujah, that he was buried and that he rose again. You got to believe that when he went to the grave, as the Bible says, he rose with the key to death and the grave in his hand. He took the sting out of death. That's what the word of God says. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you would just believe, this is the gospel. There is no other gospel in which one can be saved. This is it. Jesus Christ came, he lived, he died, he was buried, and he rose again. Now somebody said, now why do you keep saying that? Because God wants you to know what the gospel is. Many people are sitting in the church and don't even know what the gospel is. You're worshiping something that you don't even know what it is. You got to know who Christ is. You got to know it for yourself. That's why you got to read the word for yourself. Just the gospel. It's not my gospel. Paul said, ain't my gospel, but I received it, and I declared, in other words, I proclaimed it, and I preach this gospel everywhere I go. Because see, when you look at Paul's life, hallelujah to Jesus, Paul used to persecute the Christians. That's all. Hallelujah to Jesus. But God trained him when he had that experience on the way to Damascus. That means it don't matter where you've been, what you've done. God can change you and clean you up and make you into the woman, a man of God that he has called you to be. But you got to come out of the world of sin, and you got to receive this gospel. You got to receive Jesus Christ. You got to believe that God sent him, that you might have life in him. And you get to receive those that God has called to bring forth the gospel unto you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for this word. Hallelujah to Jesus. God, I just thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. For it is the gospel of Jesus that one might be saved. It tells us and let us know that if it had not been for God's love for us, hallelujah to Jesus, where would we be today? We'll be dying in our sin in a dark and sinful world. But because God loved us so much, He sent his only son that we might have life in him. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we just praise you for this word, this word, this word. This is the gospel. Proclaim the gospel everywhere you go to those that do not know Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because you do have a choice now. You have a choice. You can choose the Lord or you can choose the way of the world. But you can't have it both ways. You can't have no other kind of doctrine. It's got to be this gospel and this gospel alone. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Don't let nobody fool you. And don't let nobody turn you around. Because this is the true gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. This is the true gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Amen. Glory to God. We don't like closing out the show without doing the invitation. Excuse me. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. It was because of this gospel that we have the opportunity to repent of our sins. It was because of this gospel that we have life. It's because of this gospel that we can experience the love of God. Because of this gospel, we can be healed, delivered, and set free. It's because of this gospel. And if you don't know who Jesus is, it's time for you to find out about the man that was born, that lived, died, buried, and rose again. It's now time, amen, for you to get to know the Savior. Amen. Say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible, and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. We pray that something has been said here today that you will seek Jesus and understand that the gospel, understand what Christ went through, the suffering that he went through, that we might have life in him. Amen. Glory to God. Tune in next week at the same time, at the same place, with Voice of True Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host, Ministry Lane, coming to you live from the Deep South. Hope that you will stop by next week and be a part of the show. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, even share this message. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can share this message on your Facebook page. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We hope that you were blessed by this message. Have a great week this week in the name of the Lord. Let no one steal your joy. And tell somebody about this gospel, about the good news that Jesus lived, died, and rose again. Be blessed. We love you, and God loves you too. And he loves you much more. Amen. Glory to God.